Off the ball.
On News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
You're welcome back. Returning to the rugby, Wednesday Night Rugby. Eddie O'Sullivan is on the line. Evening, Eddie.
Evening, Joel.
Good to have you back with us. So we saw the results at the weekend. Leinster beat Cardiff 37-9. They're off to South Africa now for a game against the Kings on Saturday. We saw Munster beat the Cheetahs 51-18. We saw Ulster win in Treviso. And we saw Connacht beat the Kings 32-10. So short version here is that the Kings effectively, we now hear, are a team that lost virtually all of their players some time ago and have had to cobble together a team. And the Cheetahs, not as dire, but they're fighting on two fronts, Currie Cup and now Pro 14. They sent their best team, worryingly enough, up to Thomond Park and a lesser team, a second string team, into Currie Cup action at the weekend just gone. The bottom line is, the worrying line certainly is, it seems we've got two new whipping boys for the next season at least.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I actually said that last weekend when I saw the results and I watched the games. Look, I get the whole point of expanding the tournament. I think it's a good way to go. If we can bring, you know, more countries in, it's already a cross-border tournament technically. But to improve it, yeah. But I think this was very rushed. It was a last-minute thing. You know, the announcements of the fixtures. And now we find the two teams that have introduced are way below par. I think it might have been better for everybody had this been postponed for a year, but they seem to be trying to drive this on regardless. And I just think it's, you know, at best ill-timed, and it's not, doesn't seem to have been thought through. And it's tough as well on the teams who have to go to South Africa, because I know that they didn't have, you know, the definite on when and where, where they were going until like about 3 or 4 weeks before the off in the tournament. And you see, like, Leinster got caught today with paperwork, you know, that Eisen Asaya and Gibson Park are heading back to Dublin, because I suppose, to be fair to Leinster, and they're probably getting criticised, but this whole trip would have been put together in a bit of a hurry, you know.
Yeah. And not all of us, in fairness, were aware of recent diplomatic changes between South Africa,
sure,
and New Zealand. So.
But had they known 6 months ago?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and I think that's symptomatic. And I just, like, if they hit the ground running and they brought something to the tournament, but if this goes on where they're shipping 40, 50 points every week, look, the tournament is not a fantastic tournament, because we know there are two or three whipping boys every year, and usually the Italian teams, you know, if you don't get a bonus point win against them, it's a missed opportunity. And, you know, hopefully Bill and Jackman can turn the Dragons around, but that's not going to be an overnight thing. And the Dragons, you know, that's three teams that you generally tend to pitch up and put away their standard operating procedure. Now you've another two teams in the league who might fall into that category. I don't think it is a tournament any good, to be honest with you. And already they're talking about expanding into America, which would be great again if it comes off. But again, cart in front of horse. Like, I just worry if the quality of the tournament suffers. And I think at the moment it's worrying. I mean, maybe this all changes and, you know, we can relax. But there's nothing. When you saw the way that the Cheetahs were just torn to shreds in Thomond Park last Saturday, it was just embarrassing to watch. It was no good for anybody.
Yeah, how poor were they? What were the big issues?
I just think it was amateurs against professionals. They were just, like, wandering around like lost sheep. They had a couple of moments where guys did individual things, but they were just physically beaten up, and they were technically and tactically outmaneuvered. You know, they didn't bring that into the party. Yeah. They were just, you know, the crowd in the stand are delighted when your team is running in 50 points. It's a great day out. But in terms of the integrity of the tournament, let's say we go another 4 or 5 months, and like, even if you look at the moment, it is a little bit worrying that if you look at the moment, and if you take teams like the Southern Kings, the Dragons, Benetton Treviso, the Cheetahs, Zebre, and Cardiff,
yeah,
and it's only two games gone now, so, you know, they sent a bit early to say, but they have 1 point between the six of them, and that's a bonus point loss that Treviso got against Ulster, and Ulster were pretty upset that they didn't make it more of a fist to that game.
Yeah.
So what you don't want here is, tournament expansions are great, but if you look at the best sporting tournaments in the world, and probably the one we all plug into, and I'm a fan, is the NFL. And the same about the NFL is any given Sunday.
Yeah.
And that's because every team is in with a shot. And if you end up with, you know, a tournament with 5 or 6 whipping boys in it, it's not good for the tournament. And that's my worry with this. that they've expanded. The principle is good. And the problems that the and the excuses now why these South African teams are struggling are all valid. There's nothing, they're actually true. There's no surprise here. So I think it's probably a year too early. It would be much better for the tournament to let them circle the wagons, get set up, and actually, you know, come and be competitive. And that would really add some spice to the tournament. But I'm worried at the moment. I could be overreacting.
Well, okay, because I was going to put to you that Razzy Erasmus, and this comes with a health warning, because Razzy Erasmus was talking up the Cheetahs before Munster put 51 points on them. But Razzy Erasmus, ahead of Leinster's trip, like Leinster are the real guinea pigs here. They've gone down to South Africa, and they're playing the Kings firstly on Saturday. And Erasmus was talking about how Leinster will have a very tough game there. They'll play at altitude, very different thing. And I was just talking about the difficulty there. It's not ideal, but it would certainly be of some kind of comfort to tournament organisers if, at the very least, the South African teams were very difficult to beat at home. Based on what you saw initially from the Cheetahs at Thomond Park, it doesn't seem like you suspect they're going to be too difficult for Leinster, even at altitude.
No, I don't think so. I think just Leinster are a class operation. Like Leinster are a different discussion, but they played poorly last Friday night, and they did a job in the end on Cardiff, who were hugely disappointing. So teams like Leinster and teams like Munster, and I suspect Glasgow and Scarlets and Edinburgh, look like they've hit the straps fairly early. And you'd always wonder about the Ospreys, because they have the horses. But if those teams play really well against these South African teams in South Africa, I still think they're going to win their games.
Okay.
Now, the score mightn't be as emphatic. It mightn't be 50 points. But when you look at the table halfway through the season, and there's basically a two-tier competition, you just got to wonder for the integrity of it, you know? And people, I suppose we all want to see some expansion, but like at the end of the day, I suppose the Munster supporters are happy, but I'd have been pretty miffed having paid my 20 or 25 euro to get into the game last Saturday in Limerick to see what was basically a shambles. It was a shambles. It wasn't entertainment from a rugby point of view, because the games we enjoy and we all watch them are the ones that are tight, they're very physical, there's nothing, it's a real derby kind of a scenario. And I think if you've teams in the league that are just whipping boys, that does nothing for the tournament.
Yeah, I agree. Integrity is the word. The Pro 12, and now the Pro 14 as it is, has always been the poor relation of European action. But it does feel like that situation has been exacerbated over the last while. Increasingly, we're seeing these one-sided games you're talking about now with the addition of the South African teams. It's already a tournament where there's lots of second string teams playing. The best players are often rested. And last year we had the situation where, again, the word integrity jumps to mind, where the Interpros around Christmas, you'll remember, effectively there was an agreement between all the provinces that the away side played a weakened side. And so they were just thrashings, Leinster absolutely thrashing Ulster and so on. And again, you kind of think, well, why would I pay in to see this? Fans will only give it so much leeway ultimately.
Yeah, I think it's not fair to the fans, especially when you buy your season ticket and you get X number of games at home every year that you might get to, if it's 22 teams, if it's 11 teams, it's 22 games, so you get, 11 home games, or 10 home games, but at the end of it, it's entertainment, but I think fans get fed up if teams are just being, hit for 50 points. Like that, there's not much entertainment in that. I do remember when the local derbies were set around Christmas, when Munster played Leinster or Ulster, and it was full metal jacket. I mean, I was the Irish coach, so I used to watch those games through my fingers, because the intensity was off the charts. They were fantastic in preparation for the European games that came like just after Christmas and into the Six Nations, and they were real form games. And you couldn't get a ticket for those games. It was absolutely chock-a-block, and it was a great atmosphere. And I know it's around Christmas and people were getting cabin fever, so they wanted to get out. But they were fantastic games of rugby. There were some barnstorming games. And now you see those games are like almost a dead rubber.
They're terrible. And also, Eddie, for whatever reason as well, traditionally there'd be a big Interpro the week before European action. And they were, you remember some colossal games. Leinster played Munster at the Aviva a number of years ago. Not many years ago, 3-4 years ago, when the Irish provinces were doing very well as well. They were brilliant games. And even those have been diluted and we're getting second string teams. The Interpros over Christmas were back-to-back. So you couldn't play the frontline players within 6 days or 5-6 days, whatever the gap was around Christmas. So, their hands were forced. They had to play weakened teams. But again, looking at it from the fans' point of view, it's just like, what are we doing here? What's the point of these games?
Well, yeah, and the other thing is, it's probably not to take away from the fans, but if you're a sponsor and you're looking at a sports tournament and you're looking to pick one up and you're going to put some money into it, and you look at a tournament like that where, you know, there's a lot of beaten dockets in it, you'd have to think twice about, you know, what that offers your product. So whatever your company is thinking of, I'd like to get on board here with a new, fresh tournament that's exciting. People want to watch the strong crowds, the strong television audiences. If there's a lot of games that are just basically kind of predetermined and are weak in teams, people aren't going to be too exercised about joining in, you know. And a sponsor always wants bang for their buck. And if you have like quite a few games in a tournament that aren't really, you know, up to scratch, then sponsors think twice about, you know, ponying up for that. And it does affect, because if that money isn't coming in, it affects everything. And I just think, look, I think the intention is right here. I think, you know, Pro 12, now Pro 14, are trying to move in the right direction. It's just how you make the move and when you make it. And I just think at the moment, on the evidence we have, and look, it's a long season, so I hope to God I'm wrong on this,
yeah,
that something happens and there's a change of momentum. But my worry is that it doesn't, and really you end up with half the teams in the tournament, like, by Christmas are out of the running for anything, and it's down to. And then that affects, like, if teams at the bottom are playing teams at the top. And you see, the other thing about this is there's no relegation. So, like, even in the Premiership and the top 14, even if you're down at the bottom, you're fighting for your life. You want to stay there. There's no promotion relegation here. So there's, like, teams just dial out when they're, you know, it's human nature. They're not going to be at the same intensity if they know that they're still in the tournament again next year. So all those things play a factor in the product, and the product is what the fans pay for, it's what the sponsors pay for, it's what the people, you know, want to see. And if that product is diluted or its integrity is compromised, it's not the same product. And that's my worry. And, you know, you hate being kind of the bugbear at the start of the season. It's like two games in, but I'm just going on the evidence I've seen. And I was just watching the game last Saturday in Home Park, and I was cringing because it was no value to anybody, I thought, whether you're a player, supporter, or who you're supporting, or the tournament itself. And look, it is what it is, and from what I can tell, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but, and I'd like to be, because as I said, it's a long season, a lot of games to go, you know.
Well, we're pretty much out of time. We'll see how this weekend goes, and we might know a lot more, and we'll see the South African teams play at home, and talk in the next week or so.
Yeah, fingers crossed, at least when they're back at home, you know, when teams go down, they get a real test. And I think that's possible, you know, but I think if you think of their travel schedule as well, they're going to be on the road. Like, all right, Leinster have to go down and play two games, Munster, everyone goes down for two games. They have to come up and play a truckload of games. So as the season goes on, what's their state of affairs going to be in terms of player welfare and fatigue and so forth? So I think the odds are against it, but let's keep our fingers crossed, Joe, that I'm wrong on this.
Okay. Talk next week. Thanks very much.
Off the Ball.
On News Talk. In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting actions from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.